Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is clinical psychologist and CEO of Panda, Julie Borgnenkopf, and we are going to talk about one of the most exciting time in every parent's life. Good day, Julie.
Hi, Maridel. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for your time. And Panda, we are going to talk about pregnancy and life post-pregnancy.
Yep.
So a lot of people, when you announce that you're pregnant or were pregnant, it's greeted with a lot of happy faces, joyous remarks, and excitement, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. It's definitely the way that we view pregnancy in the Australian context.
And especially if it's your first.
Yes, lots of expectations for mums and dads in that period.
But in a recent study, 100,000 Australian families are affected by perinatal anxiety and depression each year.
Yeah, it's a staggering amount. We know that one in five mums, both, you know, expecting and new, so expecting during the pregnancy period or new in the first 12 months of bub's life, and one in 10 dads are experiencing perinatal anxiety and depression at any one time.
So this is not just the mother, it's both parents. Because we have this assumption that it's just mothers who feel sadness, depression during and after pregnancy.
Yeah, most definitely. And look, we've known for a long time that dads are also expected, or, you know, same-sex partners are, you know, also experience adjustment and relationship issues in the pregnancy and during that first 12 months. But more importantly now, as a result of both our helpline caller, you know, data and the data that we've received over the last 12 months from our mental health checklist, we really do now have solid data showing that you know, dads are experiencing real impacts on their lives and their relationships with their partners during this period also.
Because it's a time of adjustment, especially for first-time parents.
Most definitely. Look, and, you know, it's not just adjustment to, you know, your own experience and, you know, self-identity, but to how you relate to your partner. You know, we know that it's got a massive impact on the family unit, with a half of our dads that call in feeling that they are a terrible parent and having no confidence in being with their bub and knowing what to do with their bub, you know, and that leads to withdrawal from partners. And we know, you know, 85% of mums struggle with intimacy in their relationship during that period, and about 65% of dads also struggle with intimacy and, you know, find it hard to connect with partners in that period. So it's got a massive impact on the family unit.
Because from memory, I would remember that during pregnancy and post-pregnancy, those were the most demanding times physically, especially for a woman, for the mother, isn't it? So there's very little energy for anything else.
Yeah. And, you know, essentially our whole psychology and our physical, you know, being in that period as mums is geared up to just completely being focused on that child. But the world around us doesn't stop, you know, whether you're struggling with, you know, a return to work in that period or just how to connect with your community, knowing that, you know, lots of mums and dads feel isolated even when they're surrounded by community or their workplace. It's a really difficult time.
And that checklist, the checklist that says, or that is said to help you determine if you're doing well or not. Sometimes when we see the checklist, there is that pressure that you would have to conform to whatever is there, and so that you, and that pressure to make yourself believe that you're okay.
Yeah, look, I think the mental health checklist that Panda created and launched last year in Panda Week is so important. It was our community champions and the people we were speaking to day to day that really spoke about the fact that they didn't know whether they were normal, you know, and we question what normal is in today's society. But, you know, they wanted to know how they were travelling, and they wanted to be able to do that at a time that suited them. So creating and launching our mental health checklist for new and expecting parents and carers was a really big step for Panda. And, you know, with the over 25,000 people that have now completed that checklist, we've got really rich insight into people's experience during that period. But people have really been able to go in there at a time that suits them, undertake the checklist, get an understanding for how they're tracking and whether or not there are areas that they need to be concerned about, and then reach out for help, most importantly, if they need it. You know, and we have seen an increase in the number of callers coming through to our helpline that either stay with our counsellors on the helpline and get a number of calls in and support provided, or are able to be referred on to localised services in their community. So it's been a really great step for the organisation, but for our community more broadly.
It says here that 22% of your callers have been suffering perinatal anxiety and depression 6 months before seeking help. Is this because there's that expectation that as a new parent or being a mom to a new child or a father to a new child, you're expected to be joyous and excited, and there's this thing that you have to keep it together? And I also noticed that a lot of the times they would ask how the baby's doing, not how the mum or the dad's doing.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, and you know, as you said, you know, it's interesting that many people are feeling that they're not able to talk about their experience. And I think more alarmingly so, we've found that, you know, about 18% of our callers haven't spoken to a health professional around what they're experiencing. And I think at a time when people are so connected to health services, either for their own checkups or the checkups of their babies during that period, that really does talk to the fact that we're either not making time in those conversations because of the myriad of other things that health professionals want to be talking about, or that people just don't know how to raise, that they're not doing okay, and that it's not seen as an okay thing to talk about. So, you know, I think you're right. We need to be, you know, making it safe for people to have those conversations. And that's why we're so excited by the Let's Get Real campaign this year for Panda Week, because we want community to feel able to talk about this stuff in the same way they would be talking about, you know, breastfeeding or whether or not to put a child on solids or any of those things. It's just a natural part of the parenting experience.
How do we know when it's time, or when do we know that it's time to seek help?
Look, I think, you know, the minute you have a flag in your mind that says, I might not be doing okay, is the time that you should be, you know, reaching out. There are a number of indicators, you know, and we often say to our callers, to the helpline, that if you're not able to sleep when your baby's sleeping because you're worrying about whether or not you're doing the right thing, whether you're not able to eat, you know, and look after yourself and manage, you know, getting a shower in or having an open conversation with the people that are supporting you, then you need to be reaching out for help. But ultimately, you know, it's listening to that internal voice that says, something's not right here, and I wonder if I should talk to people. That's the point that you want to be making it okay to say, I don't think I'm doing as well as I could be, or I just want to check in and see if the way in which I'm coping really is okay.
And it's not, you know, there's no right or wrong.
No, most definitely. I think, you know, we need to get to a space in our community where we understand that, you know, near enough's good enough. You know, being a parent is all about being able to have a relationship with your partner. It's about being able to have a relationship with your child. And some days that's going to be a really strong one, and sometimes that's going to be one where you question whether or not you are a good mum or dad. And that's okay. That's normal. But, you know, it's also about speaking up when you feel like you're not doing okay.
As they say, it takes a village to raise a child, doesn't it?
Most definitely.
Thank you very much, Julie, for your time. And November 10 up to the 16 is Panda Week.
It is. And get real about what we're all experiencing. Thank you so much for the time, Merida.
You like, you share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.